Here we go. It's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We are on part 3 of the breakdown series. I don't want you to miss today's episode. It's going to be a pretty, pretty good one. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop. Whatever you need to take notes. See you in a minute. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, first and foremost, I'm so grateful to all of you for your continued support of this show. I'm so glad to be back. It's been a fun start to this relaunch with us doing this series on trauma. If you could tell, there was no episode last week. And I sincerely apologize for, you know, not letting you all know what was going on. Nothing bad. I just literally decided to take my monthly mental health day. I always tend to take my mental health day near the end of each month just to recharge, refocus to rest, and get ready for the next month. Believe me, I needed it because August is going to be very, very, very busy. Recharging and refocusing is some of the best things in the world that we all need. So I encourage you, please take a little time today or whenever to focus on your mental health. Whether that's going for a walk, and I know it's a scorcher still. We're still dealing with heat waves because it's still summer. But if you can, go for a walk, go for a swim, go ride a bike, read a book, whatever that may be, whatever it takes for you, do that and do that to the best of your ability. I promise you, you'll feel better. Please take care of your mental health today and every day. But appreciate you all for supporting the show. Thank you for your support of this series. This series has been an overwhelming success. I am so grateful to all of you for your continued support of this one as we've been talking about trauma and what it is and you know how to heal from it. As we've been talking about for the last few weeks. So again, thank you all. Hey, if it's your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I strive to be 3 things on this show and in life that is authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within those 3 pillars of my life and this show, that I say something that supercharges you, that excites you, that causes you to refocus, that causes you to say enough is enough with struggle, with trauma, with pain. I pray that I say something that supercharges you, that energizes you, that makes you smile, that makes you laugh, that makes you think. And I promise to be this one thing. And I promise to do this one thing and say it with me. If you've listened to this show for as long as I've been doing this, I'm like Anita Baker. I give you the best that I got at all times. So again, thank you if this is your first time and your first time in a long time. Okay, let's get to work. So the last few weeks we've been doing a series titled The Breakdown, which has been a study, which has been a talk about trauma. And boy, it is, I will be absolutely honest with you, it has caused me to really dig deep and to look into within my own self about some of the stuff that I dealt with growing up and that I've dealt with even into my mid-30s. I just turned 33, so I'm still in my early 30s. But, you know, slowly getting into my mid-30s, some things that I did not attack and I did not look at beforehand that I'm really taking some time to look at now. But this particular series has been an emotionally, I mean, it has been a very weighty and emotional series. I mean, like, really going back and thinking about the weight that I still carried from trauma. It's something that even if you've healed from a lot of it, to think about it sometimes can still be heavy. And so what I wanted to do with this series is I wanted to completely help. I wanted to help others who were dealing with some of the stuff that I dealt with. I wanted to, you know, be, at least be a voice, be a beacon of support to not only speak to you all, but to speak to myself so I can officially get over everything that I dealt with involving trauma. And what better way to continue the series than to talk about relational trauma? Relational trauma. We have all, and I'm not making, and not to make this a monolithic situation, because some of us have not dealt with this as much, but we have all dealt with some form of relational trauma. For many of us, it is from the neglect of a parent. The neglect from a parent. Some of us, it's from the physical, mental, and emotional abuse from a significant other. Maybe it's from the, you know, betrayal of a friend. Someone we called a friend that we've called closer than a brother, closer than a sister. It's caused us to deal with the tremors and aftershocks of trauma. Because of it, it's caused us to shut down, if you will, to build walls, to never trust again. Allow me to be transparent. I've been in several of those situations where I have been emotionally and, you know, psychologically traumatized by a relationship. Whether that is, and it wasn't always physical, but it was those words, some of those words that, you know, that people will say that will, that they intend to hurt you. There are people that intend to hurt you. That goes without saying. There are some people that the minute you do something wrong, the minute that you say that you deny them of something, the minute that you don't do something that pleases them, they choose to abuse. They choose to, you know, berate. They choose to make you feel less than. And so today, I wanted to talk just a little bit about what it does, what relational trauma brings. What is relational trauma, to be exact? Well, you know me, I love definitions. And one major definition of this for me was this one that I got from brightquest.com. And it basically says that relational trauma is an after effect of abuse, neglect, and suffering. Those who are betrayed by people they loved, trusted, or relied on may encounter enormous mental and behavioral health challenges as they attempt to forge interpersonal connections and cope with life's many challenges. Again, I'll read that again. From relational trauma, brightquest.com. It's from BrightQuest Treatment Centers. That relational trauma is an after effect of abuse, neglect, and suffering. Those who were betrayed by people they loved, trusted, or relied on may encounter enormous mental and behavioral health challenges as they attempt to forge interpersonal connections and cope with life's many challenges. The effects of relational trauma. Show of hands, I know you can't see me, but I can't see you, but for practical purposes, for research purposes, let's just do this thing. Has anybody ever encountered a little bit of relational trauma? I believe that the most common, and this is just based on my opinion, and somebody else may say something different, I believe that the most common form of relational trauma is psychological. Not to discount this, anybody that's ever been physically abused or even worse, sexually abused. But I believe that sometimes the most common case of relational trauma involves psychological trauma. Those moments where your significant other tells you you're not the smartest or the prettiest. Yeah, I'm talking about somebody. This is a story that I saw recently. It was somebody that put a Facebook post up and it was a guy dating this girl, and they were dating long distance. I think she was from a different country or different state and whatnot. And he tried to be sentimental. And there will be people out there who go, well, read between the lines, read behind the. No, you have to look at it for what it is. He started off this Facebook post by saying, "You're not the prettiest or the most intelligent." How do you as a person, and this is not the type of show where I throw shade, but I have to lay this out. I have to say this. How do you as a person that promises you love someone, that you love, honor, and care for this person, that the distance is tearing you all apart, the distance is tearing you up constantly because you don't get to see this person? How do you start off a Facebook post by saying you're not the most pretty, you're not the prettiest or the most intelligent? That's a form of psychological abuse. Because I'm sure he's probably said that to her in several ways, shapes, and forms, and called it a joke. Beware of people who throw shade, especially significant others. Beware of people who throw shade about you and call it a joke. Be careful of what people put on Instagram and put on Facebook and put on Twitter about you and call it and say that it's just a joke. There are some people that are trying to save face. I'm sorry to let you all know that these jokes ain't jokes. They said what they said. They meant what they meant. And because of that, I want to announce to you that they don't become, they won't be jokes for long. Eventually, they'll show who they truly are and what they truly mean. People mask who they truly are. They put a phony mask on to hide the fact that they are emotionally abusive, that they are physically abusive. We've seen prime examples of this on several movies and shows of physically and psychologically abusive people. That feel that if I give this person something, they'll forget about all of it. Or if I take this person on this trip, they'll forget about all of it. Or if I just say I'm sorry, they'll forget about all of it. And I can do it again and again and again. Relational trauma is a vicious, ugly, nasty cycle. It is a vicious, ugly, and nasty cycle that causes you to get stuck in something that you want to get out of. But sometimes our hearts are so big that we think we can fix them. And so we stay. How many people have tried to fix somebody only to be found out, only to be met with your own frustration? It's okay, I can fix them. They'll change. Maybe if I do this, maybe if I do that, maybe if I change my hair, maybe if I do this, maybe if I wear this set of clothes, maybe if I talk this way, maybe if I act this way, maybe if I give them exactly what they want at their beck and call, maybe I can change them. I want to let somebody know that you will forever, and I pray not that you will forever try to change yourself just to fit somebody, just to make somebody feel good. You will forever try to change who you are, to try to change them, to get them to stop. But no matter what you do, they'll never be satisfied. They'll never be satisfied. So you're probably wondering what relational trauma brings. And funny as it seems, it is similar to what we talked about a couple weeks ago with emotional trauma. It brings about overwhelming fear. Overwhelming fear. Let's go back to that. It brings back overwhelming fear. Fear that you're not enough. Fear that you'll never get out. Fear that you'll never be adequate. Fear that you'll never be able to stand tall. Fear that you'll never, ever heal again. Fear. It comes in big waves. Overwhelming fear that you're not enough. Is there somebody here that's ever dealt with the overwhelming fear when it relates to relational trauma? I know I have. The overwhelming fear that once I get out, I'll never be enough, or I'll never find somebody. And they'll put that thought in your head that you'll never find somebody better than them. That they're the best that you'll ever have. That nobody will be able to take them on the trips and buy them all the stuff that they've ever had. Nobody is better than me. You won't find anybody. And there are some people. It's that overwhelming fear. It's some people that will do whatever it takes to make sure that you never find anybody else. So you'll never leave them. That overwhelming fear that your life might be on the line if you try to leave. That overwhelming fear that a person has placed upon you. just want to let somebody know right here at this very moment that you don't have to deal with the overwhelming fear anymore. That now is the time to get out. Get out while you can. No one should have to deal with the overwhelming fear of not being enough or not finding somebody that will take care of them. And I'm not just talking about financially. I'm not talking about taking trips. I'm talking about take care of their heart, take care of their mind, take care of their spirit. Help them heal. Hold them accountable to find that healing that they need. I'm talking about that. There are some people that will do whatever it takes to make sure that you never find that person that helps you heal from start to finish. And I encourage you today to get out of anything that is emotionally traumatic and relationally traumatic. Emotional trauma also brings detachment. I mean, I'm not emotional, but relational trauma also brings detachment. Causes you, when you're being when you're dealing with relational trauma, a significant other who's abusing you in a relationship, they will make you become, will detach you from every family member, from every friend that you have that is supportive, that will have your back through thick and thin. They'll have you move further away. Because we've heard so many stories of people getting married and then moving away. Away from family, away from friends, away from a support system. Because that abuser knows that if they can take you away. From every support system that you have, every person that would have your back, from every person that would stand in the gap and say, oh no, you're not going to do that with this one. They know. And if they do that, they've won. They can do whatever they can. They can do whatever it takes to abuse you. Because they know nobody will come running to help you. Detachment. It'll cause you to never look a person in the eye. It'll cause you to never go out. It'll cause you to never venture because you're in a bubble. You're within the design of the abuser, what the abuser wants you to be. You're within the mercy of what that abuser wants you. You go out when they tell you to go out. You do things when they tell you to do it. And they call it being a leader in your family. That's not leadership. That's called having somebody that's subservient. Treating somebody as if they're subservient. You're not leading anything. You're abusing. You're abusing what you're supposed to have as a leader. You're abusing your leaders, what you call leadership. You're abusing it. It's not leadership, y'all. Detachment. It also brings guilt. Guilt. And that guilt is when that significant other tells you that you're not enough or that you're stupid or that, you know, you've made a mistake. You've done something. You've accidentally burned something. So they make you feel guilty or they do something. They make you feel guilty. Or when you want to leave, they make you feel guilty for leaving. They give you this excuse. They're toxic. Because our hearts are so big, we come back because they say that they miss us. Ah, Here we go. Talk to him, Stevens. Here we go. We're I'm going to drop this down. I'm going to use something that Brother Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, says very often. It's time to put it where the goats can get it. They'll say that they miss us. And I want you to understand. I want you to listen very closely. I'm not telling you. I wish this was a video podcast because I'd tell you to look directly into the screen. Get closer to the screen. There are people that don't truly miss you for you. They miss the opportunity to abuse you. I'm going to say that again. For the people in the back that did not hear that, there are people that don't miss you. You, the person. They miss the opportunity to abuse you and traumatize you and bring you pain and toil. They miss the opportunity to treat you any type of way. And the minute that you leave, the minute you decide enough is enough, the minute, the very second, the very moment that you decide to leave, they try to hit you with a guilt trip. Things aren't the same since you've been gone. I wish you were here. I miss you. Hey, how you been? I hope all is well. There are some people that don't care if you're well or not. They just care to that. They only care because they want an opportunity to abuse you again. And the minute I leave, I'm not running it back. I'm going to say it. I ain't said it in a long time. And if you've been with this show for the last couple of years, I said this a long time ago. Turbo didn't ask me to run that one back. Oh, no. We're not running that back. Please understand, there are people, again, that only want to deal with you, that only miss you, that only guilt trip you. Not because they miss you for you, but because they miss the opportunity to abuse you. And once I leave, I'm done. I'm not coming back. Relational trauma brings shame, guilt and shame. Shame because that person said you're not pretty. Shame because they talked about your weight. Shame because they talked about your height. Shame because they talked about what you wear. Shame because they're not comfortable with who they are. And there's nothing like dealing with a person that is not comfortable with who they are. And so what they do is to project how they feel about themselves. They talk about you and they make you feel shame because they feel shameful about themselves. And I never want to be connected to a person who projects their shame on you. I never want to be connected to a person that projects their shame on me because they don't feel good. So they'll abuse you just to make themselves feel a little bit better about themselves. And so it brings guilt. It brings pain. And finally, it brings emotional numbing. Sometimes when we've been relationally traumatized, we become numb to the abuse. Have you ever been numb to the abuse? So many times we find ourselves in a place where we believe this abuse is commonplace. Have you ever been in a position where you've been abused so much that the next batch of abuse It's just commonplace. It is what it is. It's not like I can leave. It's not like I can find somewhere else to go. They've taken me away from my support system. They've taken me away from a people that truly love me and honor me and care for me. They've taken me away from everything. They've controlled all of my moves. They control my money. They control everything. It's not like I have anywhere to go. What's the point of leaving if I have nowhere to go? What's the point of getting away from this abuse when everything I have is in their name? And I have to get permission. I have to ask for permission to get money that I've made out. And I've got to get permission to do certain things. Permission. So I still get hurt. But it is what it is. This person said that they're the only person that would ever love me. Yeah, if that's how you define love. If that's how you define honoring and cherishing, caring for somebody. If that's how you do it. Sure. It is what it is. But I want to let somebody know right now, as we wrap this episode up, that what it is not what it should be. That you can break the loop today. You can break the cycle of emotional abuse. You can break the cycle of relational abuse. You can break the cycle today. I encourage you, as I encourage myself, to take inventory and inspection of every relationship that you have. I encourage you to take inventory and inspection and see where it's all started. Let's get to the root of the issue. Where did this all start? Where did it all start? Once we get to the root of the issue, we can officially start the healing process. I encourage you today to please take time and look at what damage has been caused to you in a relationship. So you've come to the end of this episode and you're probably asking yourself, how do I connect with the 2-2 podcast more? Well, I'm glad you asked. For updates on episodes, clips from previous shows, and so much more, follow the show on IG at 22_podcast. That's 22_podcast. And on Twitter at 22podcast. That's 22podcast altogether. Oh, and don't forget to slide on over for your official 22podcast merch on 22apparel.threadless.com. That's 22apparel.threadless.com. We'll catch you on the next episode of the 2-2 Podcast. See you soon.